Sitting in the shade, we eat our meal of thin rice soup and salted fish in silence. Chu feeds Gek from her own bowl. Being careful, Gek doesn't spill or drop anything. Her round stomach, small head, stick-like arms and legs look disproportional to the rest of her body. All around us, groups of 5 to 10 people sit together and quietly consume just enough food to live for another day. I look up and see Ma's figure returning. Her face is red and puffy from crying. We know something is seriously wrong, yet none of us are ready for the shock of the news.
She's not going to live. She's not going to make it.
Ma weeps as she whispers the words.
Cave is not going to survive the night. She is very sick and has a bad case of dysentery. They believe she ate poisonous food. She's so very thin and sick, just from one morning of diarrhea.
Ma drags her palms from her eyes down to her cheeks as she describes Cave to us. She tells us there is no flesh left on Cave's body. Cave's eyes are sunken deep into their sockets, and she can hardly open them to look at her. When she first saw Ma, she did not recognize her. Cave wheezed and gasped for air just from trying to talk to her. Ma breaks down and weeps loudly. When she finally did speak, she kept asking for Pa.
Ma, where's Pa? Ma, go get Pa. I know I am going to die, and I want to see him one last time. I want him to bring me home to be near the family.
Ma tells us.
That is her last wish, to see her family and be near them even after she's gone. She said she is tired and wants to sleep, but will wait for Pa to get there. She is so weak, she cannot raise her hand to wave the flies away from her face. She is so dirty. They didn't even clean her mess up until I got there. They just let her lie there in her sickness and dirty sheets. No one is taking care of my daughter.
After Ma and Pa receive permission from the chief to go get Cave, they hurriedly leave together. I sit on the steps of our hut with Keem, Chu, and Gek, watching our parents disappear to bring my oldest sister home to us. Keem and Chu sit quietly, lost in their own thoughts. Gek crawls over to me and asks where Ma went. Receiving no answers from us, she climbs down the steps to sit on the ground. Picking up a branch, she draws circles, squares, and crude pictures of our hut in the dirt. As we wait, the minutes turn into hours, the hours into eternity, and the sun refuses to lower in the sky to make time pass faster. I follow them in my mind as they travel to the hospital to find my sister. I imagine Cave there, waiting for our parents.